Great to be back with you here on WTBN as we're recognizing Dr. Waylon Moore for his efforts as a mentor and a discipler. He's been a pastor for many, many years and just lots of great experience. What a rich time we're enjoying. You know, I want to just kind of circle back because there's so much depth here. I want to make sure that we get to some of the important things. Let's just talk a little bit about your family. You've been married?
I married 45 years. I married a pediatrician named Clemmie Everly from Kentucky. I met her in Houston. I was doing a conference on evangelism at South Main Baptist Church, and we discovered afterward we were the only two single people at that conference.
Wow.
And she immediately memorized a gospel presentation and started witnessing, which attracted me to her. And then we wrote each other by tape recording and by telephone, and we courted for 9 or 10 months and then got married.
Wow.
Both of us, of course, were older. I was in my early 30s, and she was in late 20s.
And you had three kids together,
two kids,
boys and a girl.
Uh-huh. Martha, Bruce, and Paul.
And tell us a little bit about
Martha,
your kids.
Martha taught school here in Tampa and felt God leading her into the mission field, and she spoke Spanish fluently. She wanted to be at a place where she could be accepted as a female without having to get into the mucho man type of culture that many Spanish cultures are. And so God opened a place for her in Germany, and she went into East Germany, which is former communist East Germany, where she's working with third-generation atheist kids and witnessing to them, and literally God's helping and blessing, and she's winning them to Christ and discipling them.
I know that she's also been challenged by some medical problems. She had some back problems.
You talk about the heroes, single women missionaries with no backup. They got no husband, and you can honeydew another gal's husband a time or two, and then you have no backup. One of her problems in having ruptured discs is that she has no one to move the furniture. She has no one to carry anything. She does it or it's not done. And she just did it too often, too long, climbing stairs with 60-pound bags and things like that. And it finally got to her back. And
She's doing well now. Good. Let's turn to your son, Bruce, senior pastor at Cross Point Church here in Wesley Chapel.
Yeah, off of Highway 54. Bruce was minister of singles, 900 singles at First Baptist Jacksonville. God really used him there. He was on the staff of Idlewild, working with singles for 4 or 5 years. And then God called him to First Baptist Dade City, where he had a marvelous ministry for 5 years. And they're precious people. And then God put it on his heart through a series of circumstances to plant a church. And so he's planting a church in the North Tampa area, and off of Highway 54 called Cross Point Church on Old Pasco Road. And God's really blessing, and we're growing, and people are coming to Christ, and God's really using him. He's one of my heroes, along with my daughter. They love the Lord with all their heart, and he's recently married a little over a month ago to Heather King, and she is a marvelous addition to our family, precious, wonderful lady of God.
Well, let me give you another opportunity to brag a little bit about Bruce. We'll circle back. You were at First Baptist Jacksonville, and Bruce, your son, then followed in your footsteps to a large degree.
Well,
how does that make you feel?
That is absolutely amazing. I was minister of evangelism at First Jacksonville, and Bruce was in the nursery. And then 30 years later, Bruce was on the staff there as minister to singles, the second largest singles ministry in America with Southern Baptist. And it was a marvelous ministry, and he loves that church and the people there, and God really blessed. Of course, he loved Idlewild, working with Ken Witten and the great team there.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk a little bit about your challenges over the years, because you did have some challenges with your son, Paul. Of course, you shared earlier that he's now with the Lord. I'd really like to just let you tell a little bit of that story, if you will.
Well, let me just say we've had a number of challenges. My wife has had 3 bouts with cancer. I still consider having cancer, although as far as we know, it's gone. So we've had a lot of medical challenges, and then our son was born, a DPT shot, damaged his brain. He was mentally 5 or 6 for 28 years. And so he was raised in our home, and we learned many lessons. Our heart was broken by him hundreds of times. But we learned to be sensitive to people, and God, as M. R. DeHaan says, God breaks what he would make and makes what he breaks. Mm-hmm. And so God gives us broken hearts because people have broken hearts. Everyone has some broken heart and need. And we need to identify with people if we're going to reach them with the love of Jesus Christ. And certainly I could cry any moment. God's tenderized my heart and our family. And our kids were raised, Martha Bruce, were raised with Paul in the family, handicapped and eventually almost blind. And he was shunned and he was rejected and he was ostracized by kids his age and others. He looked different. So it's very difficult for people to help those who have handicapped children. But the people in your church with handicapped children could sure use a night out if you could babysit. And you could learn how to do it. We had almost no one wanting to know how to babysit Paul. And I was pastor of the largest church in Tampa at that time. We had a few men in the church that would take Paul out, and Paul never forgot them. And so, but we learned through by our son fabulous lessons. And God, much of what we are, I'm sure, has come through the challenges and pressures of life. The Apostle Paul was led to write, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake." And so we're in the ministry of learning how to live in the pressure cooker of life. And normal people doing right things have tragedies. It's just, this is just a part of learning to grow and be a man or woman of God.
Well, thank you so much for sharing and opening up your heart with us on your son. As we kind of turn to talk a little bit about heroes, clearly, you know, your children, you know, you mentioned Bruce and Martha are heroes, people that you would kind of look up to. Obviously, you look up to the Lord Jesus Christ ultimately, but tell us a little bit more about some of the other heroes, people that have played a role in your life.
If I were to tell you, we've counted up, and I've spent nearly 4 years overseas away from my family. Been in 100 countries teaching Southern Baptist and other foreign missionaries and working with national pastors. This has been my ministry for many, many years. And my wife has raised the kids when I've been gone. She has never complained. She has a world vision. She has a total commitment to the Lord and his work. And God gave me a crown jewel when he gave me my wife, Clemmy. And so she would be in that category of heroes. Of course, I think historically, Swindoll, C.T. Studd, Goforth of China, D.L. Moody, these are men that have blessed my life. And, of course, currently, the ministry of Ray Steadman, certainly on the Internet, and then, of course, one of his mentorees, Chuck Swindoll. I love Chuck's honesty and his boldness. And then, of course, Rick Warren is such a, I think he's a hero. He's a hero of mine today. What God has done in the life and through the life of that man and his wife are just fabulous.
I want to also get a little bit of a picture and share with our listeners your ability to consume media. You're a reader. You come to me and you tell me about who you found and who you're listening to and who you're connected to. You seem to be very plugged in. So you're spending time reading and listening on the Internet. Share with us a little bit about how that's impacted your life and how do you make time for that?
Oh, it's always a challenge to stay up. And one way that God has used Martha and Bruce in my life is they've said, "Dad, you can't wear that seersucker suit anymore. You can't wear that kind of plastic anymore. You can't do this. It isn't going." So here's a guy, I'm kind of old, you know, if you kind of looked on my outside, but inside I'm young. And but my kids have helped to say, "Dad, you need to learn this. Dad, you need to do this." And I said, "I'm going to learn computers. I'm not going to let this generation pass me by." And so I'm on the Internet every day for an hour or two. I'm reading books. I'm reading 1776, McCullough's. He might get the Pulitzer Prize for this on George Washington and that 1 year of our life. And, of course, he wrote Truman and he wrote John Adams, which I read last year. I read biography. We learn a lot by biography. I don't mean just Christian biography. The Bible is a biographical. 2,900 major names of people in the Bible. But biography really helps you to grow.
And so here's the loaded question, which I'm always curious, especially with guys who, like you, have just devoted your lives to studying the Word of God. An estimate on how many times you've actually read the Bible?
I've never counted, but I've read many books 30 times.
Many books 30 times. Many books within the Bible,
yeah,
30 times.
I do intensive reading. Mm-hmm. In other words, reading through, I discovered I'd forgot what I'd read after two or three days. I could say I read it, but I couldn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted something I could remember. I wanted something that would grab my heart. I need experiences with the written word that reveal to me the living word. I need to get to know Jesus. And so I'm looking for anything that'll help me to come to grips with my Savior and my Lord.
Wow. Great advice and a great great answer from one of our community's richest teachers, Dr. Waylon Moore. And we're going to be back with our final segment in just a couple of minutes. I want to tell you that Dr. Moore has written several books, including Multiplying Disciples, The New Testament Method for Church Growth. He's also written Living God's Word, Practical Lessons for Applying Scripture to Life. And he's written First Steps, the Gospel of John, from the New International Version of the Bible. And basically, these books are tools to be able to disciple and mentor and grow your knowledge of God's Word and practically apply the Word of God to your life. You can find all that information and ordering information at mentoring-disciples.org.